A reading from Matthew 4:23-24. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them all.
You know, what? When you put a something together on Christ, I mean, you come to the Sermon Mount. How does one deal with it? I asked myself when I was doing this, and ultimately, I came down to the solution being that present as much of the Sermon on the Mount as you possibly can in this study, mm-hmm. and. One of the things that impressed me is I've been to Israel twice, in 2012-2015. Particularly in 2015, we really spent some time in the hills above Capernaum, looking out mm-hmm. over the Sea of Galilee. And you can imagine, and the flowers were blooming at this point. So it was April, or actually March. And it was incredibly peaceful. There was a road that went down towards Capernaum. You get the feeling that you're in the presence of something that is almost unworldly, we are in the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. And I just thought it'd be it's such an important part of the Matthew's Gospel, and it's really the early days of his preaching, I think. But it's such an important part of the gospel, and we're going to treat it as much of it as we possibly can over the next several weeks.
Yeah, I like that phrase, otherworldly. I had the same experience when I'm wandering these hills where Jesus preached and taught. I'm looking back on some of those memories of those days being out there, and it does feel like the Holy Spirit is just like the breeze over the land. I had mentioned, speaking of the Sermon on the Mount, I had mentioned a few weeks ago maybe, about that show, The Chosen, which many of our listeners, I think, are also watching, about Jesus. And I mentioned that there was one episode I really didn't like, and that was the Sermon on the Mount episode. I think it's in season 2. And the reason I don't like it is I think it borrows way too much from our current culture. I don't think the Sermon on the Mount happened the way that it's portrayed in that episode. The way it's portrayed in the episode is it's like some big celebrity event. You know, they build this big wooden platform. It almost looks like a stage for a high school band or something. They build this platform. It's got a big curtain. And then the disciples run around these towns handing out pamphlets like, hey, come to the Sermon on the Mount, you know, and it's this big reveal and all these people come for the event. And it's almost like, you know, you expect them to buy popcorn on their way in or something. And then Jesus steps out from this curtain, you know, like a celebrity, and he gives the Sermon on the Mount. And I'm just looking at the whole thing going, no, that's like celebrity culture of what we know 2000 years later. It probably happened. You know, like it says here, Jesus went throughout Galilee teaching in their synagogues. He was probably wandering around the hills, the mountains there and near Capernaum, like you were just describing. And he probably preached many, many, many times. And when we read the words of the Sermon on the Mount from the Gospels, Matthew in particular, it's probably an amalgamation. It's Matthew sitting down saying, oh, what did people remember him saying while he preached out there on those hillsides? Did anyone write down some of the phrases that he used to use? And, oh, yes, he said the thing about blessed are those. And he said the thing about the lilies of the valley and the birds. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let's get it all in record. And they put it in the Gospels, obviously. And that to me is like what you were discovering when you were walking around those trails too. And I've discovered there too is, there's this wonderful just earthiness to that place. And it's, for me, it's easier to picture Jesus hanging out with those farmers, hanging out with those villagers. Yeah. Sometimes crowds would gather around what he was saying, and it may have looked a little bit like a celebrity with all the attention he was getting, but it was probably much more natural and earthy and relational than it was portrayed in that episode.
I like the way you present that, because I think that the Hollywood aspect of everything is unearthly in the wrong sense of the word. And I think that as we just, I think as put ourselves back 2,000 years and however we heard about it, the disciples had gone around saying, you know, Jesus is going to be up here. He probably didn't make a huge thing out of it, but people show up, and they show up in the feeding of the thousands and whatever. They show up. And so it's probably was very unremarkable in that sense,
right?
In that naturalistic sense. But what you and I were talking about in terms of the trip to Israel in general is that no other trip or trips that I have made have stayed so vividly with me. It was partly the teaching, but it was partly the presence of the Holy Spirit there. And especially at Galilee, it was one of my favorite parts of the
Totally.
Trip.
Same.
So here we are. We're going to embark on this teaching. We're going to try to make it as un-Hollywood-like as we can. But we're only human. So if we start playing really amazing music to it, you'll forgive us.
Well, my prayer would be that the same Holy Spirit revelation that you and I have both experienced on those lakeside hills north of the Sea of Galilee, my prayer would be that that same Holy Spirit would somehow flow freely through these podcast recordings right into the hearts of everyone who's listening.
That's really, I love that. Beautiful.
Come, Holy Spirit.